Your North Iowa news for your Wednesday, November 26th continues. I'm Chris Berg in for Mark Pitts. The Little Light of Mine holiday light display is set to officially open this Friday in New Hampton's Michelson Park. However, event organizer Dee McGrath says they'll do a trial run lighting on Wednesday night tonight at dark.
Put them on and make sure they're working, but they'll still be lit that night.
Yeah.
And then he won't shut them off again.
The lights will then be lit every night through December 28th. Dixie Zion says a new event activity is coming up this Sunday.
The Little Eyed Mine, we're excited to host a new event this year at the park. It's called the Holiday Train Mini Photo Session. This is all free for anyone who wants to come on November 30th from 2:30 to 4:30. The train is located just right east of the pool. You'll see it when you pull in. You can't miss it. These pictures and stuff would make great Christmas cards coming up.
Zion says the number Little Light of Mine displays continues to grow.
We have 107, I believe. Each year it just keeps getting bigger. I've never seen so many drop cords in my life.
Looking ahead, Santa will arrive at the band shell on Michelson Park from 5 until 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th, followed by fireworks. For more information, find Little Light of Mine, New Hampton LLC on Facebook. Chickasaw County Salvation Army needs bell ringers with about 181-hour time slots still to fill their Red Kettle campaign. Director Carrie Markham says this is the time of year Salvation Army raises most of their funding.
Yes, this is where I get the money that I can help people with. As of today, we're at $5,000 for the first week. We have usually raised between $20,000 and $21,000 to $22,000. During this Red Kettle campaign.
Markham says bell ringing is a great opportunity for families, businesses, high school students needing service hours, and anyone you like to help others in need.
I know that there's a lot of need right now, especially, and I've had several of the bell ringers say to me that I get to see people I haven't seen for a long time. It's so rewarding to be the bell ringer, even for an hour. And I have a lady that she has been ringing usually 6 to 7 times a week.
Markham's also in charge of Toys for Tots as well. For more information on donating to either holiday campaign to become a bell ringer or how your child receives toys for Christmas, call Markham at 641-229-0113. The Christmas Cheer Fund is gearing up for another holiday season of helping those in need.
The Christmas Cheer Fund is about adding extra joy to North Iowa families in our 7-county area. We give out gift cards each year to people in need. They apply for them, and we do our best to accommodate them and to add to their holiday joy.
That's Jane Reynolds with the Christmas Cheer Fund, which serves Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Hancock, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties. Reynolds says they look to help as many families as they can, with this year's goal, again, to raise to about $100,000, which they were able to surpass last year.
People were so generous, and businesses and individuals, that we had 125,000 donated. So we were able to help over 2,000 households in North Iowa. And that included 1,900 children under age 18. And they are so appreciative. We had so many notes of thankfulness.
Reynolds says they expect the number of families in need to continue to increase.
We think we're going to have even more applications. So it's really important to get the word out. And please donate what you can. It's a great cause. And it's been around since 1927. And we certainly want to continue that tradition.
The application period for families to apply is open through December 5th. As of Monday of this week, the number of applicants had reached about 1,100. To apply or donate, visit Christmas Cheer Fund, Inc. on Facebook or ChristmasCheerFund.org. The mailing address for donations is Christmas Cheer Fund, Box 28, Mason City, Iowa, 50402. A northeastern Iowa man is facing sexual abuse charges after he was accused of illicit actions towards a juvenile victim. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office arrested 63-year-old Stephen R. Geyer of Claremont last Friday morning on an arrest warrant, charging him with 2 counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, both aggravated misdemeanors. According to criminal complaints filed last Thursday, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office was notified of an incident involving a juvenile victim and Geyer on November 13th, in which Geyer is accused of becoming unclothed in front of the juvenile except for a transparent-like or see-through bottom. Geyer allegedly exposed himself and asked the victim to touch him. He also showed naked pictures of himself to the juvenile as well. The criminal complaint also references on the second occasion, thus the two sex abuse counts against Geyer. Fayette County Sheriff's Office says the alleged incidents occurred between November 1st and November 12th. A warrant for Geyer's arrest was issued after the criminal complaints were filed, and he was taken into custody the very next day. He was being held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union until he posted bail, of $5,000 on Monday. Geyer is scheduled for a preliminary hearing next Tuesday in Fayette County District Court. And finally, Hawkeye Community College will offer students a new path to a four-year degree through a partnership with Arizona State University. The Waterloo-based community college says it has partnered with Arizona State's My Path to ASU program, a transfer guarantee initiative of which colleges, including Des Moines Area Community College and Iowa's three public universities, are also part of. That, according to My Path to ASU's website. A news release from Hawkeye Community College says the partnership will allow students to have earned their associate degree to seamlessly transfer to Arizona State, earning guaranteed enrollment to a variety of online and in-person programs. Students will also be able to align their Hawkeye and Arizona State educational journeys to finish their full degree more quickly. Lynn Legrone, a Hawkeye Community College provost and vice president of academic affairs, says we're proud to partner with Arizona State University to create a new opportunity for Hawkeye students. My Path to ASU gives our students a clear, supported pathway to continue their education and achieve their academic and career goals. My Path to ASU has more than 400 course-by-course pathways for students to navigate, which the community college and university will continuously collaborate to refine. That is your North Iowa News for your Wednesday, November 26th. For these stories and more, head to our station websites, kchanews.com or 951thebull.com.